You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 8 and verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I want to share a little incident in order to stress the point I perceive we need to see in this scripture. Recently, somebody sent me a message on WhatsApp, and the person simply wrote, "Greetings, please pray for the restoration of my marriage. No introduction, no identification, and unknown number." And I simply responded by saying, "What is the problem with the marriage?" And the person simply wrote back, "I said pray for the restoration of my marriage." Of course, I stopped responding. Now, you see, one of the reasons for such request is a lack of understanding of the truth about prayer. That's why people make such requests. A lot of people do not understand prayer. There was no way I could pray. What am I praying about? You see, when you are praying, prayer is very specific. I don't know you. I don't know who the person is. What am I saying to God? You think you should just assume that, oh, God knows everything? No, even before you pray, God knows what you want to pray about. But then why do we still pray? We still need to pray. So I can't just pray abstract without knowing what I'm praying for. And then people don't also understand what is called prayer burden. A burden is developed when you share a matter. If you are leading prayer, your responsibility is not to call prayer point. It's not to be calling the next prayer point. That's not your primary responsibility. Your primary responsibility is to develop burden in the heart of the people. That's why people pray better after preaching than when they just gather to prayer meeting. And then they just start praying without anybody exhorting them. Whatever you want people to pray about, you must speak about it in a way that a burden will be developed, a concern will be developed in their heart. When you now say pray, you will see people will naturally pray. Why? You've developed a burden. So prayer is about a burden. That's why Jesus groaned. He had a burden in his heart. In Acts chapter 4, after they threatened the disciples not to preach the gospel again, they came together. The Bible said they told them everything. And then they lifted up their voices and prayed. The Bible said the place where they prayed was shaking. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Why were they all able to pray that way? It was because a burden was shared. You see, I won't be able to pray with you. I don't want to say pray for you, because that has been bastardized today. But I won't be able to pray with you if I don't share a burden. It's like I must contact the pain that is in your heart before I can pray correctly with you. Now, but if you now look at this scripture, it says you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. What many people don't realize is that part of the reason why you should talk and discuss is that most of the problem that you think are prayer issues are in most cases ignorance issue. It is not prayer that set people free. And don't misunderstand me. Prayer is very critical and prayer is very important. But we can never pray correctly if we don't know the truth. Many people are praying today without the truth. Many are praying without a burden. So our prayer is just on lips. That's why we can't see God's hand being moved. Prayer that does not even move yourself, how do you think it's moving God? So, but he says, you shall know the truth and the truth will make you free. You will realize in most cases that when people come and say they have an issue, they want that prayer about that issue. When you now discuss that issue, you will discover that there will be no need for prayer. What the person need is understanding. What the person need is a revelation of scriptures to be able to make right decisions. See, brethren, truth is very critical. Otherwise, Jesus would simply have said that, well, you shall pray and prayer shall make you free. No, that's not what he said. He said you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. You cannot substitute
truth with prayer. Each one has his own place. You cannot take prayer to replace truth. Many people don't give attention to the word of God, but they spend time praying. So you will hear people say they meet early in the morning to pray. Now people are praying online, on Zoom. People are praying on Facebook, on YouTube, on WhatsApp. They are doing all of that. Go and check it very well. That is one thing that will be missing. The attention to the word of God. That is a deception. I've warned severally. It's a deception of Satan that you give yourself to prayer, but you neglect the word of God. Satan knows you can't pray any effective prayer without knowing the truth. And so he says, you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. In fact, you will know the truth and you'll be able to pray correctly. Without knowing the truth, we can't pray correctly. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. What did he focus on? Let's look at this issue. The word of God, prayer, and fasting. Let's look at how Jesus operated. If we are going to grade them by percentage, how do you think we will grade them? His disciples didn't fast. In fact, when they told Jesus that his disciples were not fasting, he said, why should they fast? Prayer. Jesus didn't teach them how to pray until they themselves said, Lord, teach us how to pray. But the word of God, from day one, that was what Jesus was doing. In other words, you will discover that 99% of the activities of Jesus was the teaching of the word of God. The 1%, you can share it between prayer and fasting. He gave them so much emphasis on teaching. He kept on teaching them. He said, in this kingdom, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. He didn't say, brethren, Peter, Paul, let's go and pray. Let's go and pray today so that we can access the kingdom of God. He said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. He taught them how to handle persecution, how to handle betrayal. He taught them how to handle lust. He said, lust is something you deal with in your heart. It's not going to bed with a woman. It's something you deal with in your heart. He told them they were the light of the world. They were the salt of the earth. He taught them about every aspect of life. He told them that, see, you cannot be calling me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say. So to honor me, you must obey me. Jesus was very clear. He spent his time teaching the word of God. That was why the disciples could pray. And go and check everywhere they prayed. In Acts chapter 1, when they were to appoint the replacement of Judas, they prayed. But before they prayed, did you know what they did first? They searched the scripture that addresses the matter of Judas' replacement. Without an understanding of that scripture, there was nothing they could do. And then again, when you look at Acts chapter 4, where they prayed, did you know how they started that prayer? They went to look for the word of God, I think, is it Psalm 2 or so? Why do the hidden rage and the hidden plan in vain? That was the scripture. They said, Lord, what they are doing is against you, because that's what your word says. Their prayer was based on scriptures. They were not just praying in the air. Today, I see people praying for 5 hours, 6 hours. When I have privilege to listen to some of this prayer, I just shake my head and my soul is grieved, because I'm just wondering how people could waste hours saying they were doing something like this, and yet they don't even understand what they are doing, because they have neglected the word of God. You can't neglect the word of God. It is truth that will make you free. Let me tell you, it does not matter how much you pray. Your children will not turn right until you teach them the word of God. He said, train them in the way of the Lord. There is no amount of prayer that will make your marriage to work if you do not know the word of God and how to apply it in your marriage. Your life can never turn right, even if you are sleeping on a mountain 24 hours praying, until you begin to act on the word of God. I pray that you will receive understanding in Jesus' name. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.